I'm Steve Junker. This is WCAI. The Woods Hole Science Aquarium saw the death today of its second seal in 10 days. On July 3rd, the aquarium announced the death of its seal, Lucille, who was 15. Today, the aquarium says the companion seal in the tank, named Bumper, has also died. No test results have been received yet on Lucille's death. Terry Frady is with the NOAA Fisheries, which operates the aquarium. Terry, it's believed that the death of Bumper is related to what happened to Lucille. Is that right?
They certainly both had very similar symptoms. So we do think it probably was the same thing, but of course we won't know till we can get more test results back.
So right now the cause of death remains a mystery. Bumper had been showing signs of sickness since Monday. What has the week been like for the staff?
Well, in comparison to Lucille, who, when she first became symptomatic, she actually declined over a 24-hour period and died. Bumper was a bit more of a fighter, so he became, you know, we were really obviously able to see signs of a problem on Monday morning, and over these past 3 days, he's been more cyclical, so he would have good stretches and then would have bad stretches, and we were certainly hoping that he was going to be able to pull himself out of it. So it's been a 24/7 constant monitoring and treatment by his veterinarians and his longtime caretakers who had just dealt with Lucille as well the week before. And it's been stressful, obviously, but I don't think there's anything more we could have done.
Terry, the aquarium will be closed now for a few days?
Yes, we're as you know, anybody who's been down here, it's a little bandbox. It's very small, and we have a small staff, so we're just exhausted, and we're going to take a couple of days to recoup.
It is sad news. I'm sorry, Terry.
It's, you know, the seals are a sort of a real emblem for the village. I think we've, since the laboratory's been here, it was a permanent facility in 1885. It had seal pools. And back, even going back to the original first physical laboratory here, which is why we still have them. And I think Spencer Baird, who established the laboratory, knew that if people didn't know what he was doing and didn't care about it, he wouldn't be doing it for very long. So even in those days when he would bring seals in for the summer so people could come down, see the lab, maybe come in the aquarium and see what people were doing, it's really a long tradition here. You know, it's sad when we lose them, but we certainly are looking forward to our next seals.
How long was Bumper with the aquarium?
They both, Lucille and Bumper, were the first animals to be in our new seal habitat, so they both arrived in 2008. Lucille was about 5 years older, and she had been transferred to us before the habitat was finished, so she was held actually over at Buttonwood for a few years before she actually came in 2008, and then Bumper came in 2008.
And Bumper was a very particular seal.
Well, they kind of both were. They both had been, came in through the stranding network. We don't hold usually animals that don't come from the stranding network, so they're typically animals that maybe have some health issues, but nothing that has to be cared, you know, like an intensive care, or they shouldn't be on exhibit. So Lucille had had some infection issues when she was young. Bumper had been attacked by a shark when he was a pup, and so that was kind of how he came into the stranding network, and he recovered from that and also had some eye problems, so he was partially blind.
Terry, people can look for the aquarium to be open on Tuesday?
Tuesday, regular hours. So normally we're open Tuesday through Saturday, and we'll pick that schedule up again next week. And then this week, just for the, usually we would be open on Friday and Saturday, but we're going to be closed.
Terry Frady is with the NOAA Fisheries, which operates the Woods Hole Science Aquarium. Terry, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.